Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A with Austin's The Infinites. It's a little bit of a supergroup. We'll talk about that in just a second. The self-titled album is out tomorrow on First Human Records. They've got a free Waterloo in-store performance tomorrow afternoon, and the release show is on May 3rd at Hotel Vegas, and they'll be joined by Deep Time and some other great bands. Guys, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
And I think first we're going to hear Nina Segovia. Little vignette on Nina Segovia. We're here with Austin's The Infinites, and we're talking about their self-titled album. It's out tomorrow on First Human Records. There's a free Waterloo in-store performance with refreshments tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and the release show is May 3rd at Hotel Vegas with Deep Time and some other buddies as well. Guys, once again, thank you for being here this afternoon. I'm going to say that like five times, so just go with it.
Thanks for having us.
I'm talking to Jared and Dan, and I want to talk a little more about the history of the band, and then I want to talk about the songs on this record first. So it started with these guitar loops that Dan had made, these kind of not simple, but looping guitar songs, that repetitive, there you go, that you made. And then Jared, you heard them and were like, I want to put some vocals on this. And then the name of this band has really been Patience, though. I mean, that was back several years ago. So then you started writing the record and then kind of started over from scratch after people practiced a little more patience and getting on board with that. And then now jumped to 2019 and the record's almost finished. So talk a little more about that and kind of bringing in people from, let's see, Amma, Zoltars, and other groups, too.
Dan and I played music together in other bands. That's how we met. And I once was at this, like, house party. And just randomly, he was playing these loops on his guitar, and I was floored, and I was like, this is incredible. And I was like, whoa, are you going to do something? He's like, I don't really, you know, it's whatever. And every, like, couple of years, every once in a while, I'd see, like, him do a loop set just out of the blue, like, secretly almost. And then he, like, at the end of 2014, he just posted on Bandcamp some loops he took on his iPhone. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I was like, look, this has to be something. And I just came over and started singing on top of them, and that's what happened. And then one more thing is just everyone else in the band, we've all played in bands together. Dan and Ian played in Ghetto Ghouls. Sam and Miles are in the Hermits together. And so we've all played shows together and stuff. And so when Dan and I wanted to expand it, we thought of some of our favorite musicians and favorite people in Austin. So naturally, we chose the three other people in the band.
It almost seems redundant to call, like, Austin groups like this, like, minor supergroups, because this music community is so communal. Like, everybody's in everybody else's band, so everything's kind of like, but it's good for context for other people. Here's a new band. These are members of these other bands you love. Here's more music, new music you like from some of these people. The record itself, this self-titled record, is there's 11 short vignettes on all of these people. And I love the Belle and Sebastian and kind of old lo-fi Cut Worms with a touch of Donovan sound, but it's totally your own. And each of these songs is so distinct and interesting. Even though there's a common sonic thread, they all have their completely own flavor. And I think that's awesome. And each of these characters has their own flavors too. I mean, you've got everyone, Nina Segovia, who it's a point of view song told from someone who has a huge crush on her in some way. You don't know anything about the person telling it, but apparently Nina Segovia, she's nice to everyone. She's smart. She's pretty. She's fun. Who doesn't want to date Nina Segovia? And then on the opposite of that, you've got Scott McMurray, who we'll hear more from earlier, who's just bored and searching to feel moved by something. And you've got Ken and Yvette, who were just fall in love at first sight and decide to move away together. And you've got drug addicts on here and people who were just going through depression spells and are able to pull themselves out of it, even for just a day. It's just really cool. But none of them, they're all short vignettes. You get just enough to relate to these characters without anything feeling forced. And I'm curious, is this like a one-off record, or do we get to maybe learn what happens to Ken and Yvette on another record, or new characters are going to enter the picture?
I don't think we've thought much about, you know, if in the future we would reintroduce these characters, but with the second album, we are switching more to, and Jared's probably better equipped to answer this kind of question since he's the one creating all the lyrics and characters and all that, but yeah.
Well, back to Dan, as far as each loop he does is like, has such an emotional component for me, so like I'll hear it and I'll start thinking certain thoughts, and I think that's how I kind of thought of the characters. It's like kind of the thoughts of what his loops were. But as far as originally we were going to go like super high concept about like, oh, we'll create a whole world where all these characters are like tell the story together in the second album and they're all part of each other's lives, and then we're like, this is way too complicated. And so next album's going to be more sort of like archetypal figures, like a queen and a ghost and all these sorts of things. But eventually that sort of thing could only last. Maybe the third album would just be straight up not names or archetypes. It'll just be songs, but mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's refreshing. The sound is refreshing. Having this sort of writing is very refreshing. I can't tell you how much I love this album so much. Thank you for bringing it into existence. We're here talking to The Infinites. Their self-titled album is out tomorrow on First Human Records. There's a free Waterloo in-store tomorrow as well at 5 o'clock. And the release show, you gotta wait a little bit for it. It's May 3rd at Hotel Vegas with Deep Time. And on that, can we hear about Scott McMurray?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That's Scott McMurray. We're here in Studio 1A with The Infinites. Their self-titled album is out tomorrow on First Human Records. You can see them tomorrow at Waterloo Records at 5 o'clock. It's free, and the release show is May 3rd at Hotel Vegas with Deep Time. Again, Ian, Jared, Dan, Sam, Miles, thank you all for taking the time to come hang out with me this afternoon. It has been a genuine pleasure. You can hear the two songs you've heard and a bonus third song about Miriam Stein. She's a girl who hates everybody till she meets the first person in the world who she perceives to actually be a real person. It's a great song. The record is out tomorrow. All of the songs are absolutely wonderful, and it's a record you want to sit and pay attention to those lyrics. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove, our multimedia crew led by Jorge Sanhueza Lyon and assisted by Precious Parker. Deidre Gott is our Studio 1A producer. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.